Immediately following the mass killing of police officers in Dallas, Burlington, Vermont Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo wrote impassioned comments on his personal Facebook page calling for, quote, the cycles of violence and hate, unquote, to stop and for everyone to be a part of the solution. The comments got national attention as the country once again grappled with a simmering debate over the role of police in our communities. Del Pozo was hired as Burlington's police chief last September. He previously served in the New York City Police Department, and during that time he spent 2 years as an intelligence officer for the NYPD in the Middle East. He is an advocate of community policing and explains how the Burlington Department is implementing President Obama's 21st century policing recommendations.
The president convened a 21st century task force on policing, and they made a body of recommendations. Some were aimed at the federal government, some were aimed at, you know, NGOs, but most of them were guidelines recommended for local police agencies. And we were actually in the process of scoring ourselves against those recommendations because they're very, very sensible, and they paint a portrait of where American policing needs to go. And it's the things like, you know, building trust and legitimacy in communities. But it's also, you know, that report contains things like officer wellness. Are officers getting taken care of psychologically and physically? Are they given educational opportunities? So those are things that we're working on as well. Any agency, including ours, that follows the task force recommendations is an agency that's going to improve its ability to serve the public.
Would they be making a difference in some of the things we're seeing nationally if the agencies have or have not implemented them?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question that you ask. The first thing to understand is that there are literally 18,000 different police agencies in the United States. So to get all of them or most of them to implement one, let alone several things in tandem is as difficult as it is to bring about, you know, political reform in 18,000 electoral jurisdictions. It's just each police force is different in its own way because they're fundamentally local. But that having been said, I think that if police agencies follow the recommendations of the task force, they'll be hewing closer than we probably are now collectively, than we definitely are now, to the type of policing that brings communities together. I mean, we're talking about fostering trust, being transparent in our decision-making, putting data and information that we collect online so citizens can understand what we're doing. We're talking about making sure our officers are well-educated and well-cared for, that they're issued the right type of protective equipment. We're talking about mechanisms of police accountability that citizens can understand and have access to. You know, what I'm saying probably sounds so much like common sense, and it is, and we're striving for that. But imagine how difficult it is to implement that across 18,000 politically different police agencies.
Well, you talk about common sense. That's what community policing sounds like. How did it evolve to become a focus of law enforcement, and why hasn't it been a focus of law enforcement?
As much as community policing is common sense, there are really strong forces that pull against it. People in America have come to expect police officers to respond when you call for anything within a matter of a few minutes. It could be a shoplifting call. It could be a vandalism or graffiti that happened weeks ago. It could be a noise complaint or a rowdy party. We've trained Americans to dial three numbers on their phone and expect a police officer inside of 5 minutes anytime, day or night. In order to deliver that level of service, officers have to ride around in cars and be dispatched by radio and go from call to call as quickly as possible. And Americans demand that. And it precludes officers, those same officers, from getting out of those cars, standing on foot, talking to citizens, cultivating trust, having long-standing conversations and engagements, the type that really make community policing succeed. So I think the problem is that we want two things at once, and they're opposed to each other.
Chief Del Pozo, a few weeks ago, on your personal Facebook page, you wrote a very emotional, very poignant commentary on some of the issues that had been occurring, some of the violence that had been occurring across the country. Do you feel less emotional at this point about that? Have things started to settle down, do you think?
To wake up in the morning and read about people just you know, shooting cops in the back with assault rifles as some perceived act of vengeance, when these very same officers are the ones risking their lives for strangers of every color and creed every day. I mean, really hit home and deeply stung me. I had officers, you know, blinking tears away from their eyes in the roll call room during those incidents. You know, one of the things we say for whether you're Black Lives Matter or concerned citizens or cops, you know, angry over the needless death of a person in police custody or at the hands of the police, or you're a police officer dealing with the murder of police officers, there's going to be anger. And I think a message that we've heard on all sides is there needs to be a period where that anger is expressed. I was pretty upset at a country that it really wants its police to demilitarize, which is something I agree with and I'm committed to, but at the same time sells the same type of military equipment in sporting goods stores to anyone who wants to buy it. That's a troubling hypocrisy that this nation has to reckon with, and I was very angered that the men who murdered those cops were using the same military assault rifles that they purchased legally that people don't want cops to have. We have to work our way through these hypocritical issues until we can make progress forward. I mean, the mistake would be just to have it be an arms race between police and citizens. That would be the Wild West.
How can the community help? What's the role of community members moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think number one, continue to hold police accountable. Continue to follow up on what we're doing. I mean, we put a tremendous, tremendous amount of information online. Every arrest we make here, you can sort by race and charge and gender. All of our car stops by race and gender and reason and outcome, it's all online. So I encourage people to stay engaged, number one, to draw conclusions based on data, number two. And also, I mean, listen, we need partners in all of our work. The simplest thing is if you really care about this and you're of the right age and physical stature, you should become a police officer. I mean, I would love people from communities of color, people from different ethnic and religious backgrounds to join their police departments, because police need to mirror the communities they serve. And the more diverse a police force is, the more it mirrors its citizenry, the more legitimate it's going to be. I mean, brass tacks, it would be great if the people who wanted to reform policing the most would join us and help us police the communities we all care so deeply about.
Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo has multiple degrees, including Master's in Criminal Justice and Public Administration. He is currently pursuing his doctorate in philosophy. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.